How to avoid the Q4 crunch, sales and marketing leadership's guide to hitting back-end loaded targets. G2M Insights. The following narration was generated using AI. Many businesses enter the year with ambitious sales and revenue targets, often back-end loaded to reflect aggressive year-over-year growth expectations. In the early months, this setup can feel manageable. Targets are lighter, wins come more easily, and optimism runs high. But there's a catch. If leadership isn't proactively setting the stage now, they risk a rude awakening in Q3 when they realize there's not enough pipeline coverage to deliver the promised hockey stick growth in Q4. So, what should sales and marketing executives be doing right now to ensure they can deliver on their year-end targets? Here's a practical playbook for staying ahead of the curve. Sanity checks, are you on track? Before diving into action, take a hard look at your numbers and leading indicators. This is the moment to ask, pipeline health. Do we have enough opportunities in early stage pipeline to support fourth quarter targets? What's our average deal cycle? Will deals that enter pipeline now realistically close in Q4? Conversion rates and funnel math. Are we seeing normal lead to opportunity and opportunity to close conversion rates? If conversion rates are lower than expected, do we have enough top of funnel volume to compensate? Marketing and sales alignment. Is marketing generating leads at the right velocity to sustain pipeline growth? Are sales teams effectively engaging leads with the right messaging and follow-ups? What activities should be happening now? If any of the above checks raise red flags, Q1 and Q2 should be about proactive adjustments. Here are the key activities sales and marketing leaders should be prioritizing. 1. Build and protect pipeline. Smarter, not just more. Traditional outbound is becoming less effective, so don't just increase volume. Improve precision and personalization. Hyper-personalization. Use intent signals, previous engagement data, and firmographics to craft highly relevant outreach. Multi-touch, multi-channel approach. Combine LinkedIn, email, video messages, and direct mail to engage prospects on their preferred channels. Warm outbound via inbound signals. Prioritize outbound efforts based on website visits, content downloads, webinar attendance, or other inbound behaviors. Value-first messaging. Instead of pitching immediately, start with insights, industry trends, or personalized recommendations that build credibility. Leverage social selling. Engage prospects organically through LinkedIn by commenting on their posts, sharing relevant insights, and starting conversations before reaching out directly. 2. Optimize conversion rates. Audit stalled deals. Are reps following up effectively? Are objections being handled well? Provide enablement resources, better sales scripts, content, or case studies to move deals forward. Review the impact of discounting strategies. Are they closing deals or just eroding margins? 3. Accelerate inbound demand generation. SEO and content marketing. Ensure ranking for high-intent keywords and publishing educational content that attracts and nurtures prospects. Balance gated versus ungated content. Provide value upfront, blogs, guides, videos, while also capturing lead information where appropriate, white papers, exclusive research. Webinar and event engagement. Use interactive formats to build relationships before a sales conversation. AI-powered lead scoring. Prioritize high-intent inbound leads so sales focuses on the right prospects. 4. Align sales and marketing on Q4 goals. Make sure marketing's MQL/SQL targets map directly to pipeline needs. Improve lead handoff processes to reduce leakage and speed up conversion. Hold weekly sales marketing syncs to track progress and adjust tactics. What capabilities should be in place? To successfully execute these activities, sales and marketing teams need the right infrastructure. A data-driven sales and marketing motion. Invest in analytics that provide real-time visibility into funnel performance, conversion rates, and pipeline gaps. Sales enablement and playbooks. Ensure sales teams have access to the right messaging, content, and tools to drive deals forward efficiently. Predictive forecasting. Move beyond static quarterly forecasts. Use AI-driven pipeline analytics to anticipate shortfalls and take corrective action earlier. Final thought. Don't wait until Q3 to panic. It's easy to get lulled into a false sense of security in Q1 and Q2, but Proactive planning is what separates companies that hit their targets from those that scramble in the final stretch. By ensuring a healthy pipeline, optimizing conversion rates, and aligning sales and marketing efforts now, leaders can avoid last-minute desperation and set their teams up for a strong Q4 finish. Now is the time to stress test your strategy. Will you be ready to deliver the hockey stick when it counts? How can we help? Feel free to check us out and start your free trial at https://app.g2mr.ai or contact us below.